You're listening to an OMB Solicitors podcast.
Conflict is sadly a part of most relationships, be it business or otherwise. But in the context of the former, litigation for many is often their preferred choice to resolve issues. Well, today I'm with Heath Berghofer of OMB Solicitors. Heath, why do people choose to litigate?
People choose to litigate most normally to recover a debt or potentially to resolve some form of dispute. Normally it's around a commercial basis, but sometimes it could also be to right what they call wrong that's been made against them.
Do people choose other alternatives like, you know, mediation, or are those options available to them?
Yes, they are, and that's an important point. So one of the things we like to discuss with people when they first come in, or they want to sue someone else to recover money, or potentially some sort of family law matter to resolve a dispute between their former partner, And the question is always, you know, what are we trying to achieve here? How much is it going to cost? So it's an important thing to keep in mind from the outset, because obviously litigating can be a very expensive exercise, and there can be, in some cases, no winners at the end.
Yeah, there's often, well, I suppose there's a winner and a loser, isn't there? And and worse still, you're giving that discretion to somebody else to make the decision for you, potentially.
That's right. That's very important. So, particularly at the outset of any sort of dispute. So, you know, for example, it's a monetary dispute, someone's done work for another person, that person has decided for one reason or another not to pay. The question needs to be at the outset, well, yes, you may have been wronged, and yes, you may have an action, but how much is going to cost you to recover this debt? So the question is, the first question is, how much is the money that's owed? What are my options for recovery? So that leads to two potential avenues. The individual could go through our Queensland Civil and Municipal Tribunal, which is a very fast and effective dispute resolution process, which involves things like mediation, gives those options for people potentially to resolve their own dispute, and if they can't resolve, go before a judicial member to have their dispute resolved. Alternatively, they can pursue their debt recovery matter through the state courts, depending on what the monetary amount is they're seeking to recover. But if that amount, for instance, is $5,000 or $10,000, it can be very difficult in certain circumstances to engage a solicitor to effectively recover that debt. So then becomes a question of the individual, do I want to pursue this myself through the tribunals? Because it's not only a monetary decision they need to make, but also a time commitment as well. And there's an emotional component that attaches to every piece of litigation. Litigation can go for a number of years, and it can be quite a tax on individuals emotionally to go through the process.
Heath, how do people actually prepare themselves for litigation?
That's a good question. It's very difficult for people to properly prepare for litigation because you really don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I think a clear mindset of what a person wants to achieve at the start is the most important point. And that I always would advocate is from a commercial perspective of, you know, what's this going to cost me? What am I going to achieve here? Because ultimately, if you walk into any sort of, you know, debt dispute matter or litigation with the object of punishing the other person, well, more often than not, you can end up effectively just punishing yourself through your own actions. And that's not what you want to achieve. You know, you want to be able to achieve a result here that's beneficial to you, not the opposite.
So if a person wishes to litigate, what are the steps? I'm assuming that they need to go and seek some legal advice before contemplating this.
The person firstly should be able to get some legal advice. They should go to a solicitor. If they can't afford a solicitor, then they should go to one of our free legal community centres in the Gold Coast region. After receipt of that advice, they'll need to make a decision about what they want to do with the dispute. And that may be at the first instance to contact the other side to see if they can resolve between themselves, which is always a very good option, particularly before any costs are incurred. If the other side doesn't want to discuss the matter or resolve the matter, then they need to make a decision as to whether they want to institute any sort of form of proceedings, either in QCAT or our state courts, or walk away from the dispute on a commercial basis, and really on the basis that, well, it's going to cost me a lot of time, money and effort to do this. Maybe it's better for me to spend my time with my family or with my job, because that's going to be more beneficial. If they do take the course of instituting the proceedings, then they can go in a number of directions. QCAT, for instance, they'll prepare the required documentation. They'll file. The first step is for a mediation between the parties, which can be very effective in most circumstances and can get the parties to meet each other, discuss the issues, and potentially resolve it. If that doesn't resolve the dispute, then they'll be before a tribunal member who will resolve it for them. And I think the key there, and the key with all of this, is if you get before that tribunal member, that may be a decision that both parties are ultimately not happy with. So it's something to be considered at the very outset that, again, as I refer to what I said before, there may be no winners because ultimately the decision may be in no one's favour and everyone walks away unhappy.
I was going to say, Heath, you know, the irony or the paradox of all this is that, you know, for those people that perhaps are wanting to, you know, punish the other side, the path to resolution does always involve mediation. So they're going to have to face off with this person at some point during the journey, aren't they?
That's right. And it's a really important step, particularly face-to-face mediations. Getting the person in the room opposite you is normally the best way to resolve a dispute when someone's facing you. And you have to speak, you know, your complaints or the issues that you have and what you're trying to resolve here rather than doing it, you know, through paper or over the telephone. It's just, it seems to produce a better result for whatever reason.
So, okay, it's gone to litigation or it's gone to court. Now, what are the outcomes of litigating? What can be the orders given by the judge or the tribunal or whoever it might be?
So, in a typical debt recovery dispute, it may be in the tribunal, for instance, that amount of money is awarded to one party or another, or no money is awarded either way, and the action simply dismissed. In a state court's, again, similar circumstance, but if the party is actually represented, then they may get a cost order as well on top of that, which can recover in part some of the legal costs incurred, but it will not be all the costs incurred in the proceedings.
So I suppose, you know, the take-home message for people that are perhaps, you know, wanting to seek some sort of recourse, be it through mediation or litigation, is to get some advice at the outset.
It's very important to get advice, that's right. Very important to get advice and particularly get an understanding of what this process will involve so people can make a really good informed decision before they start taking steps rather than blindly running through thinking everything will be fine at the end of it because it may not be. Because particularly from a solicitor's perspective, it's we want to achieve the best result we can for our clients on a commercial basis, and there are some instances where that may be a very difficult thing to do and it may be that they have to do it themselves. But it's better for the client's perspective to have that understanding from the start than to find that out halfway through the proceedings. So it's quite important for persons to understand that before they start.
Heath, thanks for joining me.
That's okay. Thanks, Dan. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate contacting OMB Solicitors on 07 5555 0000.